The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast. This is Justine.
And this is Geneva. Hey friends, we're here. Bravo minus Summer House, which we did with the boys from Bad TV. My husband was listening, texting me like quotes from the episode, but he didn't put any context. And he's like, this is hilarious. I'm like, what are you even talking about? Like, I don't remember anything that we said.
I don't remember anything. I try so hard if somebody references something. And I can't remember. The only thing I remember are things that I think I say that are going to get us into trouble.
Fine.
And I wait for the nasty reviews
that come. All right. We're here talking Bravo. Obviously, what an episode of Vanderpump. That will be our primary topic. And Jersey.
It does go down in history. And Lala it goes down in history.
Yeah.
She makes the show.
All time episode. There are two things. I think the low-key stars of Vanderpump overall at the end of the day will be James. No one's funnier than James to me. The shit he says.
He is great.
Like, listen, some of you may be on TikTok or maybe like deeper in the community. If there's a super cut of like James Kennedy going off or one-liner,
he's
send
great.
It to us. Please, Escape to Reality Podcast.
I know it's not nice to call people fat, but when he called Shorts fat last episode, I was laughing in my head over and over. You little fat boy.
He's just such an asshole. Like when him and Raquel, I mean, we'll get into the episode, but when him and Raquel were having their conversation or whatever, and he just goes off and is like, do I regret the Rochella? It was a perfect proposal and I wasted it on you. Like, just like, he's such a dick. It's pure comedy.
And he's handsome. And he's getting more and more handsome. I don't notice how he's gotten a little bit. I don't want to have sex with him, but he's not ugly. Yeah.
Right.
When we first met him, when you flash back, he was such a shrimp.
Big ears. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But
he's,
I don't
like
remember him
looking his head or something.
Like, when I look at him, he looks the same as he did back then, but he wasn't.
Yeah. Anything you want to talk about before we get into it?
Nothing really.
The Met. Did you have anything?
I don't know. Over the past 5 years or so, the Met has taken over as this like fashion event. And yeah. I'm over Hollywood like that, honestly. And I don't know. I really just find it to be all obnoxious.
I kind of feel the same way.
No, like, one looks good looking.
It's like, I don't know. It's almost like hard for people to look good anymore because everything has to be so ridiculous. Like,
right.
You can't tell me that the shit Kendall Jenner was wearing is high fashion. She was
ridiculous.
Stilts and a bodysuit, and I am insulted.
She looks like circus director on the stupid Hugh Jackman movie that I wish was not a musical because I turned it off.
Oh, I hate musicals.
The Greatest Showman.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'll never watch that in my life.
I mean, why sing it?
You like
Hugh,
though. Yeah.
I love Hugh. I do love Hugh. I watch him in anything. I would love to see him in more movies. I don't want to watch him sing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't either.
Unless it's Chicago.
I don't ever really want to watch a musical.
Like, in person. I enjoy a musical in person. But
in
that's
person,
it.
But not in a movie. Unless it's a child's movie, and even then, it's got to be
Glee was cutting it close, and that's because Leah Michelle pops close through the screen. If it wasn't for her, that show would have bombed.
As I said, if it wasn't for her, when I went to see Funny Girl, I would have hated it. She's a star, and that's the only reason why it was good.
She, you know, the only people I can really remember, and also I'm getting older, I don't even know half of these people. As you can say, like Bad Bunet, I still don't know who the hell he is.
Actually, I thought he looked great. Loved his outfit.
The girls dressed up in a cat outfit, so her face is morphed. Doja Cat. I don't know who Doja Cat is. I don't know what she does.
It's passing
anything.
You by, man.
It is
passing
like,
you
I'm,
by the culture.
I'm in a capsule.
Yeah.
Plus, it's as we get older and this world gets more and more effed up, I choose what superficial stuff I care about, and that's reality TV. And celebrity becomes more and more obnoxious. Well,
it's a machine, right? It's like, it's, and that's sad. What people always like so act much... like it's some like authentic thing. It's a machine is behind all of these people, a stylist, a publicist, a lawyer, you know what I mean? They're a brand.
Yeah. And there was a TikTok of Kim Kardashian walking the I have fallen in love with Northwest, yeah. Whatever.
But she's the biggest asshole.
I don't know. She's still, you know, I think she's, I actually think she's got a sweet little energy about her. She seems to have fun. She's brushing. I'm sure she's spoiled. She has to be, sure. I don't think there's any way out of that. It'll be interesting to see what happens with her, but yeah. I find her to be just fun to watch. Just a world that she's living in. But Tim, why can't your daughter walk with you? You leave her. There's a video of her standing at the edge of the thing. It doesn't even seem like she has an adult with her that's protecting her. I'm sure there is someone.
Yeah.
But it's just
security.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
But it's walk with your daughter. You have to have that solo stupid picture. And I didn't like her outfit.
I hated her.
I didn't find her attractive. She was not aged.
It looked like a mess. It said nothing. It did nothing. It was dumb.
And her dumb, the Playboy, is that what it's supposed to look like? I guess
that's what it looked like to me.
Her Playboy looked terrible.
Right.
I don't know. I don't have positive to say about it. I hate Anna Wintour, and I think it's a dark world. All those people are fucking miserable. Giselle Bundchen, without Tom Brady, you don't look right. This is good. You're not worth as much to me, honey.
All right, let's start with Vanderpump. The finale trailer was dropped, which looks unbelievable. Okay, when I got like a rush when Ariana and Tom are yelling at each other and she's like raging, just to see that kind of like authentic emotion on television. Loved it.
I just wish I really enjoy watching this all, but it's like we already know what's happened. I really do enjoy it. I can't say I don't.
I think that's what makes it even more compelling to me.
Really? Okay. I would rather. And
I'm watching.
I had
it,
a conversation.
Holy fuck.
I had said to you, I wish that maybe we didn't know. And you go, but I wouldn't be watching it. And then I said, maybe I would be. But then I was thinking over these past few days, maybe she's right. I probably wouldn't be, because it would just be, oh, it's all the same old bullshit. They're just trying to get us to watch. And he didn't cheat, blah, blah, blah. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just feel like this is all planted. I feel like it's a real sick thing. And the person who has to eat it all is Ariana, and it's her real world. And these producers knew it all, leaked it, and are just feeding this fire, which is what happens when you sign up for reality TV. But it is really sick and dark and twisted.
I mean, to me, the thing that I am like, just shocked by is Sandoval. I have never seen such a good, like, at the beginning of the episode when they give the flashback of last week and he says like, did you hook up with Raquel? And he's like, no. And he looks directly in the camera and he's like, nothing happened. That would be like making out with Katie. And he doesn't even flinch. It's like the psychoticness of how he's approaching this, and the fact that he's like the dipped out that he said 1,000 times, like he's starting to get caught. And you can see it all unraveling in real time.
Yeah,
it's fascinating. Because the beginning of the episode, I'm like, no one has ever been a better liar than Sandoval. And then by the end of the episode, I was like, oh, look at him just unraveling.
Yeah. And Lala just calmly asking questions. Yeah, I'm not as shocked. I'm more compelled with Raquel because I've seen people be good liars like that and be scumbag manipulating psychopaths. I'm not shocked in a man doing this because
I'm not shocked. It's just fascinating.
Raquel to me is way sicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
To me, they're both scumbags, but I can't believe something seems really crazy about Raquel.
Unhinged. The editing of the first 20 minutes of this episode, they deserve an award. The way they were rewinding and fast forwarding and flashbacking and showing us shit we hadn't seen. And Lisa and Ken's involved, and the jacuzzi story keeps changing. I mean, amazing editing. That was phenomenal. But the fact that he kept saying like Raquel dipped out, like she dipped out, and then it's like, well, you know, dipped out could just mean left the room. It's like, why are you saying that specific phrase over and over and over again? It was so odd.
Dipped out. Who says that?
I don't know.
I was this boy in high school was super cute, and he was a year older, and he was really hot. And I remember him saying, "I'm gonna come scoop you up from school." And I kind of lost it after that. Like, shut up, scoop me up. And I'll never forget that. And that's how I kept said thinking about out, him.
But like not in a way where I would
when
describe
I dip,
someone.
You dip, we dip.
Yeah, like I would never describe someone leaving as like, yeah, and then he dipped out. I would just be like, and then he left.
I would never say dipped out unless, right, I was going to get meth. There is nothing you can say to me on this planet that doesn't say that he's on some major drugs. Not just pills. There's a spoon involved.
I'm not getting that
allegedly.
Vibe.
He just looks that way to me, allegedly.
I don't even know where to start with this because I found it all like when they go on the glamping trip and they're sitting at the table and he starts. Okay, we'll talk about that. He starts like riling Raquel up, like, "I'm so freaking proud of you, Raquel. You're the fuck." And like if Dorian did that to one of my friends when we were at a table, I'd be like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But are you just like doesn't even blink an eye? It's like, how she is this not a red flag to you? Because she's in grief, I think, and she can't, like, I don't even think she knows.
And
what
she's used to it that
her.
They've lived this chaotic life, I guess, maybe. And there's always been these girls around. She seems what Lala said to her at the end made a lot of she's very insightful, Lala. Lala,
what did she say?
But she said, it's okay for you to say that you wanted Sandoval to be there.
Yeah.
Ariana really seems to suppress her needs.
Yes, which is sad. Definitely. And then pushes people away. But like,
but the fact that they're all there and in the car, I just keep thinking about poor Ariana and all the flashbacks she must be having and how she must smack her head and be like, how did I not see? And the fact that they're in the car, Raquel has balls of steel. At this point, they are in pretty much a secret relationship and they're going camping. She is a sick individual. There is something seriously wrong with her. Men will cheat and think that. Did they think they were just going to keep screwing? And did she ever pressure? Did that come to a head? And then that with the phone,
I don't know.
There must have been a threatening time because Sandoval seems like he was just going to screw Raquel and keep it going with Ariana. I wonder what the end game was.
I think this is what he does, right? Because when Lala said earlier in the episode, and another one of her insightful moments where she was like, it's exactly like how he talked about Kristen, the way he's talking about Ariana right now. And it was like, just, he's repeating the exact
Lala
pattern.
Wasn't even on this. She didn't even know these people then. She's saying that from the TV, Lala. Well, I thought that was funny. I want to make a point that I've thought of. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, but then Kristen, what's her face, was on
Watch
What Happens Live last night. And she was like, he said the exact same thing that he said. Like, so he's repeating a pattern.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow
I saw a TikTok of that.
Yes. Yeah. And differently. It's psychotic.
We always think that you're different. These people and Ariana does not seem like the type of person that would have even dated someone she really doesn't. And her and Kristen made up and we thought it was just a one-off and they were meant to be together, but it really is how you get them is how you lose them or whatever. But Lala tries to act like she's above board. Yeah. With Randall and all that. But when, what's her face? Kentucky was pulling up Brittany. Remember she was pulling up to Sir and they were dating almost Lala and Jackson. Like they were screwing right before even Brittany came along. It's just, I remember that thinking, oh, Lala, he's pretty much cheating.
Has no,
but it's so funny how she's so holier than thou. I must say though, I enjoy her beyond words on the show. I can't say she's really pretty to look at. And
she's funny.
I have to say something mean though.
Okay.
At the White House correspondence dinner, they look great and everything, but Lala looks like an ex porn star that is reformed.
That made it to the big.
Yeah. Like Jenna Jameson with the tattoos. Not anything against tattoos, but right.
Yeah, I don't know.
And even Ariana with her Sandra D outfit, that she looked great and everything. I don't know if I would pick either of those dresses. I don't know what you wear.
I wouldn't have.
And then Lisa Vanderpump kind of looks like the pimp, the old pimp that's taking care of these two women at the White House correspondence.
Oh, it's good. No, the glamping. Okay. First off, those two, the gay couple who this is their hustle. God bless you. It's amazing that you're preying on these LA people that will go pay for you to do this.
Can you
shit?
Imagine going to that dirt pile?
I'm not. No, I'm. I. There's no world in which that's.
We've seen glamping. Because
you're
that's
not even
decent. That's
you're
not
even
glamping.
In nature, though, you're on a lot of land in
no.
the dirt.
Oh,
in the mountains.
God.
Then I will camp. You know what I mean?
They tell you like, to go pee anywhere. We're gonna go pee in the dirt where it's gonna splash back on me. Give us some grass.
Insane. But just the fact that like Raquel is pulling
the
up
of food.
Oh, the food. Raquel is pulling up. She's like, you know, this is exactly how I want to spend my birthday. These are my forever friends.
She's
it's like
sick.
You're a horrible. And then when Sheena and Ariana have that conversation in the tent, and like Ariana literally said something like, Raquel's my friend. She's kind and sweet and loyal and a delight to be around. I was just like, holy
shit.
How can you watch this back and not be like, oh my God, I can't believe I ever said that.
I can never judge. I would question everything I've ever thought for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
What Raquel has done is lifelong damage to Ariana. It's unbelievable what she's done. Beyond.
Even the conversation before they went camping with Ariana and Tom Sandoval, where he tells her like, oh, Raquel, you know, stayed here, whatever. And she was like, and he was like, she slept on the couch. She's like, she doesn't need to sleep on the couch. She can sleep in the guest room. And just like, and he's like, yeah, people thought it was weird. She's like, and she's defending him. She's like,
and
oh,
we're in the hot
know.
Tub like usual.
Yeah.
I would say like, we're always in the fucking hot tub.
I can never imagine being cool with hearing that a single girl stayed over with two men and one of them being my boyfriend.
Lisa Vanderpump was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's insane. I mean, like it wouldn't. Lala said, you know, this Raquel and Sandoval friendship. And she's like, you know, I should know. You keep doing this shit. You add alcohol. You end up sitting on their face. It's like, Jesus Christ.
I can't picture them two having sex.
No.
You can't convince me that James didn't know because he says things. He was on Watch What Happens Live and he seemed nuts on Watch What Happens Live. I mean, he was entertaining, but he was flying
off.
I don't know what was going on there, but he said that he didn't know until that day, but he did say at the hibachi dinner, he included Tom. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't say you made out with Tom Sandoval and Schwartz. He listed Tom in there. That may have been a slip up. But then when he was sitting at the table looking at Lala, he goes, oh, Katie knows. And maybe I'm looking into it too much, but
yeah,
it just seems like he knows and he's not
none
saying
of them
anything.
Lala, I mean, half the group seems to know, which is like Lala, Katie, Sandoval. They all seem like they think they know something's happening.
Right. They know more than they're telling us I think.
Yeah, they might be.
They aren't shocked. It's crazy to me how everyone acted like they couldn't believe it, but they couldn't have been shocked.
Just the boldness of Sandoval going on a trip with the chick he's fucking and his
it's
girlfriend
sick.
And giving that chick a gift like these custom sunglasses in front of your girlfriend. That's such a double layer gift. And just
and as an audience, we all know what's really happening. It's television that's never happened before and it can never be topped again because it was brewing for 10 years. There's so much history and Tom Sandoval always acted like he's Mr. Nice Guy. And he's the biggest scumbag on the planet. To me, it would mentally screw with me. I could get over a guy cheating, but it would mentally screw with me more after sitting there and saying how proud of your friend she is and constantly telling people, no, she's a great person. And then she's
insane. The way he's defending her is the way he would defend a girlfriend, right? It's like, I don't understand why this is a red flag to anybody. Even... I mean, the scene that got me in the preview was when
she's not dumb.
The finale.
She seems dumber than Raquel at this point.
Yeah. I mean, the scene in the finale where Schwartz and Sandoval, like the finale scene where he's like, you know, man, we just have like a special connection. And Schwartz is just like, or he's just like, Jesus Christ. And it was like so real. Like you could tell he was like, this is a fucking a nightmare.
Too. Yeah.
Oh yeah. He knew.
But he doesn't but, like, want I don't anything think he knew to the depth do
of it.
Oh, I think he is starting to hate Sandoval. I think their friendship is over. Give it a couple more years. Yeah. Pump is closing down the restaurant. She says she's opening up in Caesars. You live in Vegas. Is anybody going to those? Where is it? I mean, you don't even care to go to Caesars and eat it. Pump. And do you think it's busy there? We'll have to go there sometime.
Yeah, we'll go for and that's where
let me think of where I was going. Bravo. Oh, when they were at the dinner and he goes, yeah. Oh, she's out for blood. Schwartz is out for blood. He wants to blast it everywhere. Rock knows too.
At the dinner, he was like, oh, she likes a man who's taken. I mean, there were so many jaw dropping moments Brock in this episode. Though? Huh?
No, I don't think Brock did anything. I mean, I never would have thought Sandoval, I guess. It's hard to say that now because we've known for so many months that it's hard to think that he's not a scumbag. And
yeah.
But Brock, the way that he's, guys don't ask questions. I asked Tyler things. He goes, I never asked. But the way that Brock is trying to get information at the basketball court, saying, oh, she spent the night, this, that, and the other. I don't think Tyler would ask. So unless maybe his antennas were up or I don't know if Tyler would ever ask. I don't know what Tyler is interested in, but it's not asking people questions.
Your husband and so of years.
Brock asking the questions made me think that he is suspicious too. Because he's a guy. He knows what guys are thinking.
But see, Sheena seems like her and Ariana are in the clouds. I mean,
they are.
The conversation between them was like mind-blowing to me because the way they were like defending Raquel, both of them. But then when like Ariana shut it down with Katie and she was like, I love Raquel dearly. She's one of my closest friends. I trust her and love her. And I love my boyfriend. I was just like, Jesus, this is, I mean, the things Ariana was, how she was defending. Deeply, like that's her best friend. Crazy.
And she's crazy. About to blow up her business partner. I mean, it's just crazy. I could see how Katie was saying that, not that they had an open relationship, but just that they kind of have a free relationship where they do things not together all the time. I don't know where Allie would get that from, but I don't know what Allie's part is in this. And I don't know if I trust Allie yet. Lala seems like she is best friends with her and hugging her and open arms. I don't want, if everybody calls my boyfriend James, don't be fucking calling him Jameson. That means, yeah, we get it. You had sex. There's no pet name. You're not his sister. You're not his mom.
They should end up together. They're two sides of the same horrible coin, you know, they're both very vain. They both like love talking shit. They're both kind of mean.
Does Lala have a store?
That was like her, I think it was like her office with all her products or something. Listen, she's using Bravo for every dollar she's got. Products everywhere.
People are buying those sweatshirts. I mean, no, good for her. I don't have anything against Lala. She's great television. Like her. I can't help but like her watching her. She's spot on. It's great watching someone who's actually not scared to say what they're really thinking too.
And who's reading the room appropriately, right?
Right.
Like, she just, when she says, when they're sitting there at that party, the Christina Kelly thing, which why can't they just say Christina? Like, I don't think, and also why is she there? But it's always Christina Kelly. But when she gets like
free promo like that, and what is this? Right.
I know. When she's like, I used to look at Raquel as like a sweet, like whatever she said. And then she's like, but she's a very stupid demon. And like, she's like, she just, and she's reading the fuck out of her. And it's amazing. It's amazing.
Thank God we don't know, because I would be so sick with myself if I defend Raquel and then she ended up to be a psychopath.
What I thought Katie said that was very insightful in that conversation she had with Ariana after Ariana was like, she's the best, greatest friend I've ever had. She was like, I find it hard to believe that someone can treat some people like shit and be a horrible person and be good friends to other people. And I was like, fuck, that's it. And she was right.
So true.
Because Raquel's just hiding how horrible she is right there with her thong hanging out like a schmeez.
Crazy. Raquel with that face and the hair, and she's not dumb. She's playing this whole room the way that she shows up at Lala's and is manipulating everyone, Dirty John style. I don't know what she was hoping to get out of it. Just get on TV. Then you say that you don't want to be you don't care about being a role model anymore. Well, and you don't care about your reputation. Well, your reputation has gone to shit. You're going down as one of the most evil people in history of reality television.
The unforgivable part is that she didn't even try to pull back from her friendship, like, at all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she didn't even create any distance. She didn't do anything to indicate. She went the opposite direction, inviting them on trips, telling Ariana she's an angel and blah, 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 blah. And I'm so thankful for you. Like, that's so dirty. And just, and obviously, like, I'm not trying to put all the blame on her door, because Sandoval is doing the same thing with his.
Right. No, it's just less. So we're just, it's, you don't see women usually go full bore like this. This is very rare. We see men cheat, you know, Lenny, Tom Sandoval, Mario. We always thought these men were schmeezes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's a dirtbag.
Yeah.
But it's like if Sonya would have ended up. I would have thought Sonya was screwing Mario long before.
And that honestly wouldn't even be a shocking to me.
We always thought that, you know? Right.
Yeah.
I think you're so right. And the way that, she just keeps strengthening and saying in these confessionals, even when it's out, I think, I don't know when they're filming them or taping these confessionals, that these people are her forever friends. Yes. You're screwing. What do you think is going to happen?
Insane.
Sending sex videos of yourself masturbating, I think, is what cracked the case.
Oh, it did. And that's insane. I mean, she's wrecking havoc on this entire group, like, as a domino effect. I thought it was hilarious when James was like, he was talking about the beach fight or whatever, and he's like, of course I'm upset about it. I'm losing my friends because of Raquel, and it's upsetting. You know, and it's like, she blew up James's whole life, and that has
it took his spot.
All of his implications. She infiltrated into this group, and now she's just like detonating a bomb from inside of it. It's insane. Just the conversations in this episode, I've just never seen, like, the Lala
fireside hugs.
It's crazy. Like, Lala and Ariana's conversation at the end, where they just bring him over and you watch him just lie. And she's just like, okay, all right. Like, you put me in this position to look like a dumbass. And it's like, oh, you don't even know how bad you look.
She is so calm. And and it's so hard because there's nothing to hate Ariana about. Usually there's something that you could see. Oh, like, sorry to bring back Ramona and Mario, but Ramona was a lot to handle. We're not shocked he cheated on her. And we were shocked at how Ramona handled it. So healthy. This is completely different. I'm just thinking of Ariana. She's just so nice. And she's giving this girl chance and chance again and giving her so much love and affection and respect. It's just sick.
Yeah, when she goes, you found out my grandma died and he stayed at the party. And then he's like, I figured you wanted to be alone. Lala's just looking at him. She's like, I'm standing right here. Like, I mean, just he really boldly is just
saying he took a shit at the party. That's such a manipulative way to just say that you were so busy that there's no way to argue against something like that.
Just even that, your fucking partner of 8 years, grandmother dies, who she's obviously very close to, and you can't leave a fucking party. Like, you're such an unbelievable person. Really is.
Even if you are cheating. Wouldn't you? Right. He still didn't care at all.
It's just the boldness of all of this to tell somebody that a chick you're sleeping with slept over at your house and not even trying to, like, have her not say that. You know what I mean? Like, why not make a different story up, idiots? Like, this started all of this. You could have just shut the fuck up about it.
How long has this so episode been sitting around? How long did it take to edit this? Because it's such an art compared to
so good
anything else we see.
I mean, I think they probably went back and did a lot of that first part, like, again or something. It was unbelievable. The way they're showing a shit scene
in their underwear, fast forwarding back and forth.
It's good.
It's unlike, and when Sheena says, I got a text, like Love Island, I got a text. Did you catch that? It was nice. I could see Sheena on Love Island. That's where she belonged when she was young.
She would have been great on Love Island.
Yeah. She could be English. She gives off kind of a English vibe. I can't
classy enough.
Sheena, or that girl, I was trying to think of the girl that we hated last Love Island. She kind of reminds me of her, I guess.
Yeah. Olivia. Sheena.
Yeah.
Liv.
It's
all this shit in my brain.
It's good. So good. It's unbelievable.
This is a Hall of Fame Bravo episode to me by far.
I don't think the finale can top it, but it must be. I think it will. I wish they wouldn't even show us anything. I just want fresh. Just don't even show us anything.
Just two episodes till we see all of that, which I think is going to be just appointment television. They should live stream that shit on Netflix, like Love is Blind reunion.
And what happens next season? I don't know how they continue the show. Because I don't think Ariana would go before Tom would.
I don't know how they'd just be like,
I'm done with the show.
I have no interest in seeing Sandoval try to pick
I don't want to watch him anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
He's so hateable and disgusting, but there's really nothing. Then they're right back to square one. You would kind of have to bring Jax in to fight with Sandoval. That's the only thing I'd want to see, and that's already too late.
I know.
But if Jax was on this season, it wouldn't be organic. It would just be
forced. We'll see.
And they don't know yet. They don't know yet, so they could bring Brittany in more organically because she's probably actually friends. Their rewatch is actually pretty watchable because the way that they lean in and out on the TV up from the couch, it's kind of funny to watch them talk about it. They do a pretty good job on Peacock of them recapping the show.
I would never watch that, but I'm good for them.
It's sad that Jax and Brittany are doing it after you were on the show.
I know.
There's a sadness
so
to it.
Desperate. Yes. Yeah. That's why I would never.
I don't know how much. I guess you need money just to watch TV. Who am I to say? I'd be doing it too, but
I don't.
Shit.
Right.
Anything any else? LVP.
Yeah.
That obviously was a reshoot with Ken hobbling down there on his one good hip.
Yeah. That seemed fake.
I think LVP knows it all. I think LVP is right in there with the production and knows everything because production knows. They saw them kissing at the wedding. They're leading all this together.
Yeah.
And Ariana is the fall guy, and Ariana should watch her back when it comes to LVP.
I just feel like, thank God the producers saw this coming because we got a great fucking season out of the show. I would have
LVP's son-in-law is allegedly in a sexual harassment lawsuit. I don't know if we've discussed this. Pandora, he's not in her box.
Not shocking. He gives me that kind of vibe.
Like he's a creep with that privilege. That head.
Yeah. All right.
Pandora's nuts. Get the hair out of your face. I pull it back. Isn't it driving you nuts, Pandy?
I don't follow Pandora, so like
Every time we've ever seen her, she just hides like Mr. It or
all right. Jersey. Gotta say, finding it boring.
I don't find it boring, but a couple of scenes are good.
Yeah.
Jen Aiden at least lights the screen up. Teresa lights the screen up for me. I would love it if Joe and Lexi started screwing. It's so creepy. Lexi and Margaret look identical. She's playing house with your husband while you're gone. He cheated on you. It's another thing. Margaret's just trusting everybody around.
You
come home and catch them in bed.
I don't care. I could not care. See, this is why, like, I think Margaret is not a good. I don't care at all about her and Lexi's backstory and them, the three of them crying at lunch. I do not care about that.
It's a waste of our time.
Complete waste of time.
But I care about the phone call. Like, she's over in Ireland. And Lexi's in the passenger seat with Joe, shifting gears with him. I would rather Tyler just be alone when I'm not there, especially not with someone who's younger and looks exactly like me and cheated on me to start marrying me.
Twin. I know. I guess I'm getting really uncomfortable watching Teresa so happy, knowing that I feel like we're going to watch this fall apart. I just have no confidence in this relationship. And it makes me uncomfortable because I'm like, why are we? I feel like we're going to watch a flashback of this bridal shower in 3 years when she's trying to get divorced and has no money.
It makes her more. The reason I love Teresa was because she was a little girl taken care of by Joe.
Yeah.
what's his name? Joe Giudice.
Giudice.
I don't know what I wanted to call him. And now she's the ringleader with this lunatic.
Yes.
She's not stupid. You saw her on the phone say, the cameras are on, Lily.
And Flip quickly took that off speakerphone. Like she didn't think exactly that was
gonna,
what she was doing.
They weren't going to show that. They're turning on her. She didn't think they would show it.
No, I don't think she did.
You know, she called somebody to try to get that cut.
I guarantee she did.
Maybe she's like, so ballsy. And then she's like,
no. And she looks over at like Melania. You invite everyone. It's like, we know you're full of shit, Teresa. Knock it off. I can't keep saying it, but I am over the Melissa, Joe, Teresa fuckery. If I have to watch one more conversation of Melissa and Joe talking about it, I will lose my
mind.
There's
nothing new.
I'm over it. And they have it's time for them to go strongly. There's nothing left.
The show
Melissa
might be
doesn't
dead.
Do anything on her own that is compelling enough to keep her. Not a one. I don't care about anything she's has going
on. Don't care about her kid getting a car, spoiled brats. It's the last thing I want to watch.
No kid should have a Porsche for a first car because they're just not a good enough
driver.
Just
want to wrap it around a tree. Right. It's fast.
Well, and you're not a good driver. Like, you will crash it. Even if you don't, crazy. Like, it just is not, it's a bad call. She also has she has massive boobs. What's her face? The kid.
She's so cute. It's
adorable.
It's hard to not think as a Joe Gorgadette, I would keep her locked up. I mean, she's so cute.
She's so one cute. Of the pretty, and she seems sweet.
So pretty. She does.
Yeah, she seems like a good kid. But again, that's not enough to compel me to keep any of them.
See an Instagram of her at a party, and like, she's old enough to be out at a party. Like, it was like a club and
turning up,
getting into trouble.
Yeah,
but she's prettier than Melissa Gorga naturally. And that's why Melissa hates her. That's why Melissa cut the brakes.
Right. What else? Oh, the Dolores and Frank scene was good.
I mean, all cars seem to cost the same.
That's $100,000 car easily. I
think. You're doing a disservice to your children by buying them something like that. It's more about you than it is the kid. When they go to school, it's like, oh, her parents can afford that. It has nothing to do with the stupid kid.
It's just unnecessary.
But you probably went to school with a lot of rich kids that did have really nice cars.
No.
Kids I grew up with didn't have cars like that. Oh, they didn't in your high school?
No, they
but
just had
San Diego,
like
maybe where DJ and them went.
Yes, where DJ, right? I'm sure there were like Benzes and
you
Mercedes.
Grew up with more humble people, but
yeah, but I think they were
one
they
or
were
two.
Second generation Mercedes. You weren't getting like a brand new car. You were getting your parents'
even
car
then,
and they were getting a new car.
Right.
Yeah.
Kids should stay in a nice Honda, a nice even a Volvo that's
a Nissan.
Front. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. A Ford. Old reliable. Yeah. The one thing about Louis that's a mystery to me is both of his sisters
smoking clove cigarettes in it. I mean, that's crazy.
Both of Louis's sisters seem nice.
Like, seem nuts too.
Do they?
I think the whole family's nuts.
Yeah.
I think Louis's nuts. And I think if anybody likes Louis, you're nuts. I think the whole, there's an elephant in the fucking room. Everybody, you look at it. His eyes are popping out of his head. The sister,
insane.
Her eyes are kind of popping out of her head.
And then, like, Teresa's starting to look nuts, too. Listen, never look better at the finale, but she's too tan for these wedding events. It is distracting, and she's looking a little crazy. It's too tan. I'm sorry.
When they're at the wedding gown shop, in nature's way, they should be there for Gia. It's time's up. I mean, I know I've said this time and time again, but...
for the dresses?
And Teresa's walking into her surprise quotations.
Yeah.
Bridal shower. Did. That's fake. Yeah. She's in a white dress. She's walking around and it's like from Forever 21 that dresses. She looks like she's 19. She looks great and everything, but you've already had it. You don't need a bridal shower. I guess it's a surprise. It's nice to have a bridal luncheon with 10 women. It's a lot of people.
It was a lot of people. It was a whole thing. I mean, it's Jersey, though. They do the big events.
And I know, but
I love her giving a toast and thanking like every single person, not mentioning Melissa.
I do,
great.
Too. Yeah. And Melissa's sister said, like, she's not surprised. Shut up, Melissa. You hate her, too. Why are you there?
I think the thing that's pissing me off about Teresa, and it, like, finally, I think I know how to articulate it, which is she hates Joe and Melissa. Do not act like you don't. Call right. a spade a spade. You have enough evidence, supposedly, or reasons why. Just right. say you don't like them. And then all of this is fine. You saying you don't want to invite them to the party. Great. Melissa's not doing? A bridesmaid.
Right.
Great. But if you're going to pretend like I'm peaceful and I want to move on, then fucking move on. And, right. and that's why I'm like, I'm over it. It's just now it's like you're lying and we know you're fake about this, and just say you hate them. That's okay. You can hate people and you can hate your brother.
Right.
Because I get it. You guys have been fighting for 15 years. Just give it up. But don't act like you care about peace, because you do not.
Even before he was on the show, he was calling you garbage at his kids. Either yeah. was it her
disgusting behavior at the christening. Yeah, it was
whose christening was it? They were invited.
Antonio's.
Right.
I think it was Antonio.
I mean, after that, don't you think you distance yourself? And I guess I know that she got put on the show after that. I get it. But just be honest. Say that you don't like each other. Why? Right.
Right.
Why have you pretended for 10 seasons?
Right. And like trying to get Louis to shut up about not inviting them. We know you don't want to invite them. Just fucking say it. It's fine.
And it's fine. It's her judge of character that makes me question. And bringing this lunatic in with your daughters, you can't tell me he's not nuts. And I know that they weren't saying, oh, don't invite him to the wedding. But at least say... Don't say, oh, the cameras are running. Say it on the phone call. Yeah, we don't want to invite them to the party because yes, that's where you guys are at.
Exactly. That's fine. Name it. But when it's shadily like, oh, it's just Melissa and we care about peace and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, you don't. And I know you don't.
And they're trying
it's
to
like
say
a disservice to our intelligence.
At the reunion that Teresa, the rumor is that Teresa is going to confront Joe, that he turned Joe Giudice into the feds.
Let's fucking go. I hope that's true. That
but
would be insane.
How could she hide that and play fake even going forward? That would even mean she's even sicker than
right.
we even think.
Honestly, to save Teresa in my mind, Joe and Melissa have to go. Because if it continues, I will turn on Teresa. And I don't
what
know
will happen on the show?
I don't know.
What is it, Jen? Know. I mean, I enjoy the Turkish.
Concerned.
I love the Turkish folklore of... like sticking your hand in the henna to get fertility or find a husband or whatever, stick your hand in the dirt, whatever they were doing. Jen Aden is so full of life when she's talking to, I know people, but when she's talking to Teresa, like, oh, the way that she just is always blowing her up. She is up her ass. She is nuts.
Fully.
I think Jen Aden goes home and is miserable and
yeah.
and is outwardly kind of fake too, but she is nuts.
I'm a little concerned about Jersey. I'm just not sure. It's lost. I don't know.
Bill Aden saying pretty much he doesn't want to talk to his family because he's taking care of people all day at work and he's got to go to work for college money. It's like, I think your kids would, I think college, you'll be able to figure paying for college. Why don't you spend some time with your family? It's just, it's all so sick.
Yeah. I mean, but look at their lifestyle.
Like, I know.
This is the thing.
They'd go broke.
If he said to Jennifer, do you want me to stay home and we make 50% less money? You think she's saying
say
yes?
No. Right, right. Yeah.
So it's like.
No, I know. They're all sick. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to accept the circumstances you're in, which is you've made a deal with the devil kind of for your lifestyle.
Anything he says, I still don't hate the guy.
Yeah. No, I love him.
There's something likable about him.
I liked the Dolores and Frank conversation. I just love watching Dolores just being like,
yeah, that was good.
My relationship.
Right.
This is what she said. She was like, it's not about restrictions. It's just boundaries, which I loved.
And I'm sure his girlfriend loved hearing him say it's our family. And I don't want her there. I don't want. Well, maybe.
And then.
Oh, go ahead.
No. Then at the end, he was like, all right. We'll have everybody there. Like it was his idea. It was like, that's what she fucking said in the beginning. You're like such a moron.
Him walking up in that vest. He is funny.
Yeah.
But all I think about, if anybody has any remorse for him, he left a pregnant woman to go bang other women. And he didn't give a shit then. So there's your family, Frankie. That's what happens. Yeah. You're going to die alone.
Yeah.
Or he's not going to be alone. He's with that girl, but he obviously does not care about her at all. I wonder if there was ever a chance he could have begged for her forgiveness, you know?
we said this the whole time. Their relationship is bizarre. It makes no sense. And it's like, he thought it was forever, just like that. And I don't think they ever thought it would change, either of them. And she didn't think she was going to get... Right. Yeah. So it's like, I think it's a real awakening for him.
Polly is not cute. Frank has, he has some charisma about him, but
I need a house tour. I need like a, I need a crib style. I need to see where he lives. Is that whole thing his? It looks like a condo. That's why I don't understand why they were so freaking out over his house.
And I enjoyed meeting his family.
Yeah.
It just makes me sad. I don't want my kids ever living on another continent. Is that right? Continent than me.
There we go.
I was trying to make sure I didn't Jessica Simpson myself. It's
sad. Well, I don't know.
That far away, and mom, she's gonna go to bed and she's not gonna wake up, and that's it. Yeah. Mom's dead. I know that's life, but it's just sad. And all the sisters, and it's just crazy how fast it goes.
Goes by fast. Speaking of fast, going by fast. Adriana, how is that 12 years old? The fuck. I did not look like that when I was 12.
So lost in that family. She can't, she looks scared.
She seems quiet. And yeah, just like, she's just trying to survive till she's 18 to escape and never be seen again by them.
It's like watching someone on the first day of the job.
Yeah. But it's permanently the first day.
And she's just staring at everyone and doesn't know what to do.
Just
Teresa, it comes across nuts when they're in that dress shop and she's telling Joe, I hope you get to come back, as they're getting fitted for her next wedding. And Gia says, that's nice of you, mom. She obviously says other things. It's all just really sick. It was a sick weekend, Bravo. I don't know how Jersey goes on.
I don't either.
And it
really
could go on. Rachel, obviously you're a sick puppy too. You've had how many years to try to adopt this kid? You wait till you're on a TV show and he's pretty much 18 out the door anyway. What does it matter if you adopt him at this point? And
that's a storyline to me. That's all
it's
that is.
Sick.
I'm not
talking, putting down his birth mother. Don't be talking about someone like that. If you're really a genuinely good person, you take care of that kid and you talk shit in private.
Yeah, exactly. Like the rest of us do.
Right.
I mean, podcasts, like we do.
And that ex-wife looks
just
like Rachel, just love after lockup. They look very similar, but she's in prison and looks prisoned up.
Yeah.
But they look very similar. It's really weird.
Yeah, that is a good point. I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
I think the reunion's going to be real dark, though. Like, I think we're going to watch Teresa unravel in a way that's going to be very uncomfortable, but looks flawless.
Jersey's been weird for a long time.
It kind of has.
From the twins, remember that season?
Yeah.
I don't know where it goes.
I don't really either. As I was watching this episode and like watching the stupid scenes that I don't care about that happen every Housewives episode, like Danielle, mom shoving their kids down the stairs and talking in the kitchen.
I don't care.
All of those scenes, I'm starting to ask myself, like, do I like this? Like, when it's not compelling people like Sonia yelling at an intern.
I know.
And like, it just isn't, it's not good.
It sucks. So I was rewatching. That's how bleak Bravo is. I was starting to rewatch either the first season of Dorinda. And you know what? I had an epiphany.
Okay.
I think Dorinda is the Teresa, even though she wasn't day one, she kind of was the Teresa, she of New York. At that point, they had Carol, who I hated. They had Heather and Kristen, and they had Dorinda come in. She was so effortless and so great. Then when they got rid of her, the show failed and was over within one season, right? And she kind of almost saved it if you rewatch it. I don't know where the show would have gone. And it's hard to find people like her. Someone put up a thing of Kenya, Dorinda, and Shannon Bedore, and these first time people that seem like they're day ones, and they're so great newbies that you don't get those anymore.
Yeah, it's true. We'll see where it goes. We'll see. All right.
But Dorinda was so good from the get.
Oh, she was great.
If you're bored, nothing rewatch that. I think we have, but she is so good.
Oh, God. When Dorinda was great, there was nothing like her.
I mean, the way she would go after people and the shit she would say. I mean, the clip.
She's out to lunch with John, and John answered the phone at lunch, and he gives her the phone, and she cusses somebody out because he's on the phone at lunch with her, and it's rude. She's absolutely batshit.
That's great. All right, guys, we love you. Check out our Summer House Thoughts, another episode in our feed, Bad TV. And we'll be back before you know it. We love you.